It is rare, very rare indeed, to find a statesman, a person of great intellectual powers, to have the wish to work upon himself or herself to achieve a higher state and to be of service to the others. Hence, her memory remains a sacred background to all our future endeavors and work. And I am sure that all of us today will try to remember all her strivings, her wishes, and her great achievements. I, for one, have very, very seldom met a person of the great dedication which I found in Madame Ludmila Rybkova. Therefore, I think that this assembly may be the beginning of a unique movement to bring a better understanding between men, forge new wonderful ties, and to remember that the real strength of friendship and international relations lies not only in facts, but in our inner understanding of each other. If we really understand our neighbors, if we really want to give something permanent to this world, then we must strive to, first of all, make ourselves better recipients, and then give the message to the others. Madame Rybkova was a wonderful example. It is with great affection, with great regard and admiration that I remember her. I want to thank you. I want to thank the government of the People's Republic of Bulgaria for giving me this opportunity to address this solemn assembly. And I want to thank you all for your attention. I thank you.